Well, as we think about the story of Jesus watching people giving money in the church offering, let's ask God to help us to understand the lesson Jesus is teaching us as well. So let's talk to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus could, in the little things of life, see how we can serve you. And how important it is that we trust you with our lives, that we listen to your word and believe what it teaches, and to learn about your love for us in Jesus, that of all people we should be the most thankful, the most joyful, the most trusting. So teach us. And where these things are not found in our lives, make it so. Where they are, help us to say it is because of you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to talk about a woman with two coins and how we are to be a people who give thanks if we know what she knew about God. But before we talk about that, let me ask you a question. Do you remember any mind games that you used to play when you were children? Oh, I used to climb trees. I used to kick the football. I used to kick a soccer ball. Lots of outdoor games. Used to play puzzles and games like squatter. And other games, board games. But what about just using your mind? One of the games that I played was a game called I Spy. We would be in the car with Mum and Dad driving down the road, and Dad would say, "Let's play I Spy. I'll go first. I spy with my little eye something beginning with the letter," and it might be T, the letter T. And so us boys, I was one of four boys, we would all be looking around. What could Dad have seen that began with the letter T? And we'd be looking and looking. There's no trees here, it's all buildings. What could it be? And then suddenly a truck would go past and we would be quick to shout, "Truck!" And Dad would say, "Yes," and the one who was first got to go next, could think and look and think, "I spy with my little eye something beginning with," and so the game would go on and on. We would see something and we would try to help others in the family to discover, to see what we see, but only give them a little clue. And the harder it was, the better we felt. Here in the Bible, we read Jesus doing something like that. An I spy with my little eye. But he didn't make it hard, because he was sitting down where? At the temple. He was sitting at God's big house, where Jewish people came to worship God. And as they worshiped, they would bring money also to place in a big collecting bottle or jar, or a trumpet, sometimes it was called. And Jesus was sitting there near where the people would bring these gifts of money. People would do this because they wanted to say thank you to God for things that had happened in their life. Or they would do this because they wanted to show how much they loved and honoured God. They also did this because to run this big house cost money. And so they wanted to make sure that big house kept working the way it was supposed to. Because here, the word of God was taught. Here, the worship of God happened. And they saw that as important, and so they would give. Now we read here that as Jesus was watching, he saw rich people come and put lots of money into the offering. It looked like they were honouring God. But really, many of them just wanted to be honoured for giving. It looked like they were thanking God for his love, but really they loved being thanked for their giving. It looked like they thought that the work and teaching of the temple was important, that it was important for them and should be important for others. But what they really wanted was people to think how important they were for the temple. We know this because the first part of the story, Jesus is warning about people who do things for God as teachers, as leaders, and yet really it was all about them. They looked like they were doing something special for God, but really it was being special for themselves. There's a word that we use in English that helps us to think of what sort of people these people were. Now Jesus could have said, "I spy with my little eye something beginning with the letter H." And some of us would then immediately think, "Ah, hypocrite. They're not helpers. They're hypocrites. They show one thing, but they're really trying to trick people by doing that one thing, because it's not who they really are. They have a different reason for doing the things they do than what they are saying. It's not about God. It's not about his teaching. It's about them and what they can get from people." But then Jesus says, here's a woman. A little woman, a poor woman, a woman who has lost her husband. No one to care for her. She's all alone. And she comes and she goes to put money in the offering. And Jesus says, "What do you see?" Because he knew what she was going to put in. Because he knows what's in our hearts, what our thoughts are. "What do you see?" as this woman puts her offering. She didn't come with a bag full of money. The sound of the coins did not make a lot of noise. You see, she brought the two smallest coins that anyone could have. Very light, very thin coins. And they would have hardly made a noise. And people probably would not have noticed her giving if Jesus had not said, "Look at her. What is she doing? She puts in two small coins." But Jesus said that in this, she was really honouring God. Jesus tells us that she gave all that she had. Can you imagine being that poor? Think of it like this. If all the money you had would be just enough to buy a little bit of bread for breakfast, and you had to live off that until somehow or other more money came to you. That's what she had. And she put that not into the shopkeeper's hands so that she could have food to fill her stomach a little bit. She took that and put it in God's hands, put it in the offering. She was that poor, and yet she gave it all to God. Now, I'm not saying this to shame you and you and you and me, so that we would give money to the church and give more to the church. After all, we're probably not that poor. No, that's not why I'm saying. You will notice that we do not take an offering in Easy English Church. We do at the morning church and in the other churches, church services of the month in the evening. And if you were to come to these other services, which we hope you will want to, you do not have to put any money into the offering. This is for those who have come to know Jesus, who love God because of Jesus, who are thankful for Jesus, trusting him to have taken away their sins. We do not want your money. What we want is for you to listen to Jesus and to come to know him. We want you to know what it is to worship God, who God is that we worship, and why we should worship him. We want you to come to know Jesus, who makes that worship possible and joyful. And this is what Jesus wants too. So what does Jesus see in this little woman, this poor lady, that he wants us to see, apart from 2 coins? Her willingness to give sacrificially, despite her poverty, makes her gift of greater value, says Jesus, than the massive amount of money that the rich people are giving. They gave a lot. And it doesn't look like she gave much. But Jesus said she gave everything. She gave the little control over her future that she had. She gave her life in that act into the hands of God. And in this, she shows her love for God. Because, you know, we are the most generous to the people that we love. And by being so generous, giving her all, she shows that she loves God more than anything else, more than breakfast, more than her own life. She also shows that she is thankful to God for his love to her. Oh yes, her life was hard. Her husband had died. It looks like no children are there to look after her. That's why she's so poor. She needs people to have mercy upon her, to help her, to be generous to her, to give a little bit when they see that she is so poor. Life was hard. It was embarrassing. It was sad. But in giving her all to God, she is saying she still knew that God loved her and that God was showing her this day by day. She saw that God was with her, that he had mercy on her. For here she was in the temple where sacrifices for sin were made, where forgiveness was given. But she couldn't afford a sacrifice. But in the temple, sacrifices were offered even for those who could not afford. And being there, she knew that God's peace was upon her. Just because life was hard did not mean God was not with her. And in giving, she was saying, I know God loves me and is with me. In giving, she shows that she is trusting God for what her future would look like. She knows that he can care for her. And so instead of trying to control her own life by giving, she shows that she's asking God to be the one to care for her, to shape her life. So why does Jesus want us to see this? Again, it's not because Jesus wants us to give all that we have to his church. It's because we need to ask ourselves whether what Jesus shows us about this woman is what we can see about ourselves. How well do we know God? How well do we see God's love to us? Do we even see it during the day? What does our worship, what does our daily life show us and show others about what we think of God? That is a very important question that Jesus is asking us. Jesus shows us this lady so that we would copy her heart. Her heart. The heart that joyfully and willingly, indeed worshipfully, says nothing is too much to do or to bring for such a glorious, such a wonderful, such a great God. So the question comes, if Jesus were to show other people what we were really like, is this what they would see about us? Jesus never misses the truth about you or me. He sees what is true even when we try to hide it. Even when the way we try to hide it is by doing good things, by being very generous towards others and to the church. As I was thinking of that, I was thinking of the dogs at customs. You know, when planes come in and you hop off the plane and a little while later your bags come and you pick them up. But before you get to see your bags again, after they've come off the plane, they run on a little machine that goes past and dogs walk around them. And they're sniffing all the time. They're looking for things that are hidden. They're looking for drugs. They're looking for food. They are trained to find the secret things that we're trying to bring into Australia that we're not supposed to bring in. But even these dogs with all that training may miss things that are well hidden. And everything looks good. And so people can sneak it past. But what Jesus shows us here is that he misses nothing. He sees exactly what is happening in the hearts of rich people and the hypocrite teachers. He also sees what's happening in the heart of this poor woman. He sees it all. He knows the truth about them. He knows the truth about you and about me. He knows the truth about this woman, that there was faith in her heart. There was love in her heart for God. And what we learn here is that this is what God delights in as we come before him in worship and as we live each day before others. This is what God causes to happen in the hearts of those and in the lives of those who he makes his children when they believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sin. Those who know that forgiveness will worship and serve God with thankful love and joyful, filled trust, just like she did. And so we learn, don't we, that it's very important to be honest before God. It is also important to see that this is what we should be like, because it is what God is like. It is what Jesus is like. In John 3, verse 16, a very famous verse around the world, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus was his forever Son. Christians become his adopted Son. Only Jesus is the forever Son of God. But he gave him to us so that whoever believes in him won't die because of their sin, but will live forever with him as his children. In other words, God's gift of Jesus cost him. It cost Jesus his glory, his worship, his life. Jesus had to die so that all who believe in him would live with him forever. And so the real question is not how large is my gift to God, but how large, how big a place does God have in my heart and in my life? Do you give thanks with a grateful heart? May Jesus help you to answer that honestly. May he also help you to give thanks, to truly give thanks to God. Remember, it's not how many coins, it's what is in your heart. Let's talk to God once more in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you that Jesus, perhaps not playing a game with us, but yet called us to see what he sees. And he shows us what you want to see in us, but sin stops us from being like this. It's only when we come before you believing in Jesus that we can worship you, love you, serve you with a heart that is grateful, a heart that is free. Lord, help us to be more like this woman, that our lives might be a gift to you, that our lives might show that we see how much you really do love us, and that we love you, that our lives, O Father, might show that we trust you, knowing that you care for us. No matter what is happening, that you will always be with us. And so we worship you this night and thank you with a grateful heart as we sing, as we pray, as we talk with one another. And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's close our time now of worship this evening, singing together, "Give thanks with a grateful heart."